Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Marnie is the research manager at the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And today we have the good fortune of looking backwards and seeing...
On a whole year.
Kind of reflecting on the things that sort of stand out from the last year. And before we went on the air today, we were talking a little bit about our conversation with Tom Stinson.
Yeah, back in March.
Yes.
And it was interesting. Of course, we were probably about in the middle of the legislative session at the time. And we were talking about the $935 million budget shortfall last session,
right,
back
so,
in March,
right.
And how they had to take care of it at this time. And of course, now we're looking at a four to six billion dollar
yeah.
shortfall for over the next two years. So yeah, things have gone from bad to worse.
Tom Stinson, of course, is the
state economist.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And so he had one thing that he said, though, in that conversation that was rather prescient, and that was we mentioned the housing crisis, and it was only
right.
beginning right then.
Right.
And he said something to the effect that if housing values continue to drop,
that would create a crisis in the credit markets. And he said credit would start to freeze up. And if that happened, the economy would come to a screeching halt, which
wow.
were his words.
Yeah.
So
he was right spot on
yep.
in that regard. But, you know, it was difficult to see just how bad it was going to get looking through the lenses of March 2008.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, once October hit and it's starting to sound like now the collapse of Lehman Brothers may have been what made everything just go over the cliff in that one week in October.
Now, the other thing that we can't overlook is that this was a pretty big election year, 2008.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we had several shows this last year talking about the primary process, the electoral college process, the conventions, and the importance that rural voters are starting to have now, and that they wouldn't be overlooked in this election.
Yeah, just ask Patty O'Connor, who is having to do the recount on
yes.
New Year's Eve.
I know, with a difference of 50 votes now.
Yeah,
as of today.
It's a kind of astonishing that with that many votes, it comes down to such a small number. When it comes to the margin.
Be the closest Senate race in U.S. history.
I'm thinking it might be. Anyway, of course, referring to the Al Franken challenger and Norm Coleman, the incumbent,
mm-hmm.
and we still don't know who won.
Nope.
And we may not know
until middle of January.
So we'll have to wait and see. But really interesting election year. Well, we look forward to a prosperous and recovery-filled 2009. I think that's what everyone's hoping for. Brighter days ahead.
Absolutely. Happy New Year.
Same here. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. We'll catch you next week.